I should have been a roofer.
Yeah, face is not as absorbent.
I just can't take it anymore. I'm just overwhelmed right now, okay?
Hi.
I'm here.
I'm partially here.
Where are you? No, the listener side.
Okay.
No, seriously, where are you?
If you're on the planet right now, raise your hand.
Put it down. If you're standing on 2 feet, raise your hand. Put it down.
If you're intaking food, keep your hand down. If you're not intaking food, put your hand up.
Put it down. If you're not doing any of this, you're not obeying us, put your hand up.
If you're listening to the Tucked in Tea podcast, raise your hand.
And everybody, keep it up. Everybody. Keep it up. And you know what? All right, look at someone who's not raising their hand. They're lost. Go ahead and let them know about the Tucked in Tea podcast so that someday they can raise their hand as well. Be an evangelistic person for both Christ and then way secondarily.
Just go tuck in the Tucked in Tea podcast.
Surprise tuck. It does come up from behind. Guess who? You're just
put AirPods in their ears and start tucking in their shirt.
Don't worry about it. Excuse me.
And this is about where they join us. So, hey, welcome, random person.
Thanks.
Welcome, Carl. So glad of you to join us.
I think it is a good idea to just, you know what, forever just play the podcast out loud. Like if you're in with earbuds in public, forget the earbuds.
2 speakers.
Just play it out loud. There's people like that. I don't know if you've seen any videos.
Like the radiation?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going a different route. Go ahead. Radiation. You talk first. Yeah.
Well, it's like people go out in public and then they have like people are making money with their music. And they just like wear like a backpack that's a speaker.
Oh.
And then they just like have a mic to their mouth and they have like a guitar or something and they're just playing their songs just along the boardwalks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I was talking about how holding a phone up to your ear apparently is like emits radiation into your head, so people like just go on speakerphone all the time.
Hmm.
Yeah. There's a lot of stuff out there.
You know what we call those people?
Smart.
Crunchy.
Well, you know, I can't say anything. I haven't done any research, so I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really know what kind of radiations are going through my mind. I do kind of think about it sometimes when I do it. Or when I put my foot in my mouth or something, I'm like.
I've also heard that Bluetooth is not great for the body.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, what's going on between my earbuds here through my brain? Are they connecting to each other?
If you feel dumber when you're listening to the podcast, it's not because of the podcast. No. It's because of your earbuds.
Yeah, it's because of the radiation.
It could be the podcast, too.
No.
But, you know, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whoever you're tucking in, welcome to the Tucked in Tea podcast.
Yeah, that's what you're listening to.
With your hosts, me and him.
And I'm him, of course.
And I'm me. Yeah.
Secondarily.
Didn't want to leave a doubt. So, it's been a week, you know?
It always has been.
And it never will not be.
As we've quoted in episodes past, it's tied for the longest week in history.
This one actually is. It really is. It was a long week. I'll tell you what. About every weekend.
That's just such a good joke.
I like it. Wow. So
it's like, of course it's tied for the longest week. With every other week of history.
Every weekend, like Saturday night, I'm like laying in bed. And I'm like tired from the week. And I think, you know, I say out loud like, wow. This is a crazy week. And I think, I say this every week. So is there such thing as a normal week or is normal just a crazy week? Because I think I've said that like for months now. I'm just like, wow, that was a crazy week. Can't wait for a normal one. Then I'm like, what is a normal week? Because I love crazy. I don't mind chaos. You know, it's fun to be busy and doing things. But I don't know if there's a normal week, Alex. And I'm on a mission to have the most mundane week of my life.
You know what? I'll join you.
I'm kidding. I don't want to be mundane, but it sure feels like every week just hold new surprises. It's like a new episode of the Tuck to Tee podcast. You just never know what you're going to get. Well, you can kind of expect it, but then out of nowhere, well, bam, gut punch. Alex doesn't believe in something, you know?
Just always be on guard, because...
Guard your gut. Guard your gut, people.
There's one thing. Yeah, you're gonna tell people about the Tuck and Tee podcast. You're going to say, hey, listen to this. This is a real fun time. You know, we're not going to enlighten your mind, but we're just going to lighten the mood.
There it is.
but also, guard your gut. All right?
Just give me one precaution going into this, you know. Guard your gut. Because, man, they go after it.
You know, preachers always talk about guarding your heart and how important that is. Why don't we ever talk about the gut?
Gird up your gut.
Gird up. I mean, sometimes you're going to get sucker punched right to the gut.
Yeah, that hurts. I know from both experience and the experiencer.
Let's go ahead and come over here and we'll show them what it means.
Join our after to guard our Patreon gut. And on the after show, we will show you what a gut punch really is. I'm joking, unless Alex is up for it.
As in me get punched?
As in you experience the reality of guarding your gut.
My gut can't take that right now.
My gut's unguardable.
My gut is overwhelmed.
Oh no. Well, we don't have to talk about that, but I'm sorry.
I was hoping maybe we'd talk about the computer.
Oh, good transition. Bad recognition from me.
Yeah, no, I wasn't talking about...
Go ahead. You can talk, man. Just talk. Do your thing.
I just thought it was funny. I mean, it's not a big thing, but when we were setting up and getting the mics all hooked up to the computer, apparently it gave Trent a notification that said... Because audio wasn't coming through, it said that that the computer was overwhelmed.
Oh, no.
And Trent's feeling it as well.
I mean, overwhelmed. Oh, my gut. Ooh, okay.
For those watching on video, I just sucker punched him.
And for those listening, he did. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just funny to think about it, a computer being like, all right, well, hold on. Just wait.
Can I have a day off?
Just stop.
I'm overwhelmed.
It's been a long week. I'm just kind of overwhelmed right now.
You're asking a lot of me.
And you're always having audio come in, and it's just like, I can't ever put anything out. I just can't, it's just coming in and in. It's just like a pressure is coming on me, and I just can't take it anymore. I'm just overwhelmed right now, okay?
That's funny. What if we all had storage capacities, like, on
we,
us?
We could send notifications to people.
And we just knew, like, oh, Alex is out of storage, man. Don't talk to him. He won't hear you.
We could send notifications to people in a 5 mile radius. It's like, all right, three. Man, Alex is overwhelmed. He's incoming. Just don't mess with him. Don't inject audio into him, as in don't talk to him. He's like, I don't want to hear it.
Alex Bluetooth connected. You're straight in my ears.
That's gonna be a thing someday.
I hope not.
It is.
We can call people in our ears.
Yeah, but it's gonna get smaller and smaller to the point where
I've seen some real small ones. I almost hidden.
Ooh.
Yeah. They're like skin color and they go like inside. Yeah.
I want like a little dot that I can put, yeah, just inside.
Well, I'd be scared that I'd lose it.
What, you got gaping ears like that?
Yeah, they're open.
Wow.
Yeah.
Where are they going to go? I feel like mine are pretty closed.
Into the cochlea?
That's true. The snail-like...
Into my slug?
Organism.
It's not an organism. It's
I didn't know what to call it.
It's a system.
Mm, there's another word for it.
Yeah, you're right. An operative...
But I didn't know it, so...
mechanical device. All right, so yeah, this week was crazy, and you know, it was a little bit overwhelming, but I'm just joking. I'm fine. Don't even bring it up.
Yeah, don't even. I can't even.
Okay, so this week I think we start off the week about the same exact way, Alex, as we always do.
Yeah, with Monday.
Monday we recorded And then after that, everything went crazy, pretty much. I didn't have anything happen much Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, Monday, Tuesdays are my... They're actually pretty slow days, but it's kind of fun because they're the part of my week where I kind of just get to hang out and stuff like that, catch up if I have to.
Mustard if you can.
Oh, Trent, that's a funny joke.
That's a dad joke. If you laughed, let us know.
If I was listening, I would have laughed. Just like the bad jokes that we did on Patreon.
Yeah.
My dad called. We were calling, and he was like, it was so funny. It was like, the jokes weren't funny, but it was so funny that you laughed every time. Every time that Trent said anything. I was like, I didn't think the jokes were funny.
No, I didn't either.
But I think it's just because they were coming out of your mouth, and I wasn't supposed to laugh.
Yeah. My Nana loved them all. She loved it.
Yeah, she left a comment.
Yep.
We appreciate that, Nana.
Yep. Love she you. Texted me, too.
Oh, wow.
Nana is a master
communicator. They always say that you want the different points of
contact.
Yeah,
I think she believes in 13.
I think she sent me a postcard too. No, think about funny. It. She's a letter. I just wanted to inform you. I did enjoy the bad joke telling.
That's a funny bit to like text someone, email them, write them a letter.
They'll know them. That you're thankful.
That's hilarious. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do that someday. I like that. No, we really appreciate feedback. So that's awesome. Anyway.
But yeah, the beginnings of our weeks, normally pretty normal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's what makes this podcast so interesting, is that nothing ever happens to us. And
yeah, nothing ever happens to us.
Until Thursday.
Until Wednesday, really.
Oh, for sorry. Me. Wednesday.
Bow, bow, bow. Okay, so Wednesday, I had a work conference. The roofing company I'm working for is hosting a mandatory conference. So I said, how mandatory? And if so, is it womandatory too? And they said, yes, men and women alike. So we went down. It was in Houston. And so that's a 7-hour drive. Pretty nice drive. Except for Dallas. But it's south and to the east a little bit on the east side of Texas, right by the big water puddle. And so... I go down there, no big deal.
That's a how long drive?
Seven.
Did you say that already?
I did.
Oopsies.
But I'll say it again. Seven hours.
I wasn't listening.
That's okay.
Perfect number, though.
It is a perfect number. That's why it's a perfect drive. So I went down there 7 hours, and when I rolled into town, I said, I got into the parking garage, downtown Houston, okay, hotel. I've never been anywhere. I had the hotel address, and that was about it. So I get there. I knew what parking garage to park in, so I parked. And it was late. It was like 1 a.m. And so I start... It was weird. Okay, I was rooming with a person I didn't know.
Didn't know.
Just another person from the company. And so I thought...
From the company.
I was really debating. Like, I don't know that I want to walk in at 1 a.m. So I was kind of like just figuring out what to do. Because it's kind of weird just like showing up to the hotel and he's asleep. Or like, I didn't want to wake him up. So I was just kind of thinking what to do. And I'm like, well, I got some homework. So I just started doing a little bit of homework in the car.
At 1 a.m.?
At 1 a.m. Because I had to do it.
You were feeling it? Like, you were still feeling okay?
Yeah, I was fine. I was fine until I wasn't. And so, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I fell asleep in my car, in the parking garage, in downtown Houston. And I wake up, and it's 5 a.m., and I said, Houston, we have a problem. And so, I'm like, okay, well, no homework was done, and I didn't meet my roommate in the hotel. So, I got ready, and man, this is so confusing. I walked around, like, every level of the parking garage, couldn't find where to go, because it was connected to a mall. All the entrances from the parking garage were to the mall. The mall was closed, so I didn't know where to go. So I ended up walking out the entire parking garage, around the corner of the street, and into the front of the hotel. Yeah, and so I got there, and she's giving me my car. She's like, oh, did you didn't like come last night? And I was like, no, I was complicated. And she said, oh, okay. And I was like, I drove in from Oklahoma City. And she's like, oh, okay. Well, like, you didn't, but like, you were registered for last night to sleep here. And I was like, yeah, I was. I did actually sleep here, just not here in this building.
I enjoyed your complimentary garage
tell you sleep what, pass. You know, climate controlled in there. It was really nice. Not too loud.
The thread count on my seats were great.
The funniest thing is that there was a security guy driving around the entire night in a golf cart in the parking garage. My car was on the whole night. Never ever did he like check on me.
Didn't care. Maybe he did.
He's like, oh,
he looked
another
in,
sleeper.
He just saw like a computer on. He's like, ah, all right, guy just gotta do some work, man.
Another sleeper. Yeah, this was really rough. And so,
how'd that do on your gas? By the way,
it was fine. I don't know.
I guess it's 4 hours.
Yeah,
four-ish.
It didn't do enough damage to be like overwhelming, you know.
Yeah.
So that happened, and that's a story in and of itself. I didn't like that happened because, man, sleeping in your car makes you so groggy. Like, it's not a good sleep, especially because I don't think I set the air right, so I was, like, hot and sticky when I woke up, you know?
Yeah.
Gross. Mm. So I get there, and breakfast is starting at 7:15. I walked in at 5:30-ish, and so he opens up the door, and he's this big, big dude. Real, real nice guy. His name's Sean. He's, like, he's a big, like, I don't know, like a biker dude.
He opens up the door?
He opens up the door hotel because I knocked on it and I heard like water running. So I didn't want to like, I was like kind of, oh, I want to be very cautious. So I knocked on the door and he's like, yeah, just a second. And so I think I'm glad I knocked on the door. And then he came out and he's like, there you are. Man, I was like, where's my roommate at? And then we talked a little bit and this and that. And he's a good guy. So he actually left like right then. So I had the room to myself, so I got ready and stuff. Went down to breakfast and, you know, started the day from there. Conference was great. It was a lot of fun. I wrote some things down here. Yeah, it was also weird, though, that I was connected to the mall. So the hotel was on, like, one side of the mall. And then to get to the conference room, it was on the other side of the mall, like, across the hallway section. I don't know,
The red carpet.
Yeah, so it's like, you know, this the middle section, the giant like hallway part of the mall where everyone's just walking around. It was across that from like there's an Auntie Anne's in the middle, you know. And so like get down from the hotel and you like open these big glass doors that say hotel residents only, and you walk across and there's a giant like conference room and there's doors open and people are standing there. Mm-hmm. And it's like you give you a little badge and I'm like, man, I feel VIP. Yeah. I just walk around the mall with a badge and everyone's walking around. I'm like, yeah, this is pretty cool. And then I, like, watch people as they walk by, and they're like, roofing conference, boring. And I was like, oh, okay, maybe it's not that cool. And so I'd probably say the same thing if I saw a roofing conference, be like, all right, shingles and whatnot.
Come on, it's fun. We're going to raise the roof. How
raise
about that?
The roof.
Whoa. They make that joke often?
No, never.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Out of all the roof jokes you can make, that's number
one. Probably number one. Yeah. Right next to, what does the dog
lower
say?
The roof.
Roof. And so, anyway.
I thought we were in the bad joke telling segment.
Anyway, so yeah, that happened. And so it was really interesting. I've never been in a hotel that has a mall, like connected to it before.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool because we could leave the conference and be like, man, I just want to go get Starbucks. Or you'd be like, you know, I just want to go get an Apple product. You can just go to the, you just go to the Apple store. They had everything. It was a big mall, bigger than the ones here. Like, much bigger.
Hmm.
So,
yeah,
it was nice.
I've never really been around Houston.
That was my first time, and man, did it give me an experience. So, yeah, that all happened. Conference was fine. They were giving out energy drinks like crazy. There's vendors there. Coolers, like big Yeti coolers. Full. Like, there's probably 300-400 people there. Everyone's got 2 Red Bulls, 3 Celsius, 1.5 Monsters.
How many milligrams of caffeine do you think were ingested throughout this week?
Oh, my goodness. Way too many. In the millions.
What?
I don't know.
No.
Definitely in the big thousands, though.
in the big thousands.
In the big thousands. Yeah, it was... they were just handing them out. And I was thankful for that because I sure needed it. I've slept so great the next night.
Oh, I bet.
Man, I actually slept through the alarm I didn't set. And then, yeah, so that all happened.
Did you miss anything?
No. I just missed breakfast, but I mean, it's breakfast. So.
Ah, it's breakfast.
I usually don't eat breakfast. Good food, though. Great food.
Really?
It was like hotel catered. They like would come around, grab your plates, pour your coffee. It was really nice. Yeah.
Are you sitting with, who are you sitting with?
My team from Oklahoma City South. Like the.
Oh, so you
like. Like we sat as like a, I don't know, like our work.
Gang?
Yeah. They had 27 teams there from different cities, and each of them had at least... Over 10 people, so there's definitely at least 200-300 people there, at least.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a good time. I noticed, though, that every time someone spoke at the conference, they had the microphone, right, like you do when you talk. It was just a nice handhold microphone, like you would sing to a church, you know. But they're holding it down to their waist every time. Every speaker
so
just
you
had.
You barely probably hear them?
Well, the crazy thing was you could hear it perfectly, but I had to imagine back, they had this thing cranked all the way up. So if they brought it up, they probably were just going to break the system. And it just, it made me think, is it not like universally understood you hold the mic to your mouth? Or did they just not care? Did they saw one person do it and they're like, okay, I'm just going to put this in my pocket now. I don't know. Because they literally had it all the way down to their waist and didn't bring it up
once.
They
have like a belt attachment.
Yeah.
They can just put it right there on their belt.
You know, maybe they were told, hey, you can just keep it at your side. It's fine. I don't know. But it struck me as interesting, to say the least.
It's weird. I guess, how were the speakers then?
They were fine. There was 50-50, you know.
There's 50 of them?
No, there's 50 of them that were bad, 50 of them that were great. 100 speakers overall.
Wow.
100 speakers, 30 minutes apiece.
They just like, they like to get exact percentages. So they're like, all right, how many exactly are
No, it was fine. You could tell some of them weren't people who are used to public speaking. And so that's understandable. I would be the same way. But they were good. I mean, they were motivational. You know, it wasn't a biblical-based conference whatsoever. There was no Bible truth implemented into their speaking. But it was a lot of Bible truth that they just didn't connect to the Bible directly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
There's a lot of, like, you know, straighten up in this way or do, like, be a better husband and father, but there was no Bible attached to it. It's, like, great things, but there's no, like...
Which is the interesting...
Drive kind of, behind
it. Yeah, that's an interesting, I don't know the word, dynamic of speaking, that there is that... part of like preaching without the Bible.
Yeah, it's what it was. It was really interesting. It would be easy to take the Bible and put it in because it was all like, it was there.
Yeah.
You could have had supporting verses and this and that, but it just, obviously it was a secular thing, so there just wasn't a lot of Bible. They did talk about faith though. They talked about faith and how it was a good thing, how every person should find their faith. But the gospel is actually presented in the talent show, which I guess I can talk about that. I've been talking a lot, but...
No, go ahead.
If you ever need a brief intermission from Trent, just go ahead and pause. Go tuck in another person and then come back.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm going to get a drink of water real quick. So Alex is going to make a funny cow noise. Thanks, Alex. So what kind of cow is that?
A chocolate milk cow.
If only there was... two of them in this room. So,
one for each of us.
Next, the talent show. Ba-da-ba-da. Alex, I'm upset a little bit that I didn't know the prizes for this talent show, else I would have entered. Okay? So, this talent show at this conference, I'll let you know, 14 people entered. So, not that much.
And that's out of like 500, like you said, which is crazy.
That's not that many. And the prize for first place was... $6,000.
Good night.
$6,000 to be good at something.
That is so crazy. That's so wild.
Second place was three, and third place was 1.5. So they're dropping $9,500 on the talent show alone. So I mean, if that tells you anything, but man, that's crazy.
You mean
was that nine?
10.5.
You're right. I've been saying 9.5, and someone corrected me, and I was like, "Yeah, they're dumb." That's sad.
Now you can think more of that
person.
Hurts.
No, I didn't actually think they were dumb. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. That sounded really rude. But I was like, I kind of was like, "No, that's not right." I trusted my math. I shouldn't have though. Good job. 10,500.
Thanks for not thinking I was dumb.
No, absolutely not. And I want to take back what I said. I did not think the other person was dumb. That just kind of came out. Sorry.
Maybe they're listening.
Is there a chance? I don't even remember who it was.
Oh, yeah. So maybe it was.
But everyone that I've told that to is thinking I'm dumb. They're like, that's not even right math.
But if they think about it, some people would just listen.
Yeah.
So
that's why you think through what you should. Anyway, so Trent had a dumb moment, and he continues to live in that. So $10,500 on the talent show.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm glad you caught that. Else they would have fan mailed about it. That's maybe. For sure.
Yeah, caught it.
Ooh, you saved me from some flack.
They would have left reviews and comments and...
unsubscribed.
Oh, we would have lost tens of thousands of listeners.
Trent can't do math, and for that reason, I'm out. So, Yeah, talent show was not very talented. There were some people who tried and gave it a really good effort, and I can't say anything because I didn't get up there and do anything. I don't think I could have done better than what they did. It was a lot of parodies about roofing. They were singing a lot of songs and like inserting roofing lyrics, and they were okay. But the problem was they had like tracks they were singing to. They were so high, like loud, you couldn't understand what they were saying. So it really just, they shot themselves in the foot and the other foot. And so it was kind of hard. But there was one guy who plays the saxophone. That was nice. But one guy gave the gospel. Like, that was his thing. That was his talent. And he said, I'm not going to bury this talent. I'm going to use it for the Lord. Mm-hmm. And so he just, he laid it out. He did a fantastic job.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was a guy I didn't expect it from. Because he was kind of a...
He's from York?
No.
Oh, no.
He was from Kansas City.
Okay.
But he was kind of, like, loud and, like, outspoken and, like, kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
I just... It wasn't the guy I expected it from, but it was...
He got up there, you're like, oh, boy, what's this guy about to do?
Yeah, that's really what I thought. But I'm so glad. I was very thankful for him. So I don't know who won first place. I never actually heard. I know who won third place. And it was a guy from my department who danced. And so I think I could have come up with something, but I didn't. And so maybe next year, but I won't be there. So
it might be almost worth it.
It just hurts that I could have tried for $6,000.
Yeah, that like kind of almost
kills
me.
And the chance to even get third place is really high.
I almost feel like I missed an opportunity. And
I
should have been a roofer.
Probably only about 150 people stayed to watch the talent show.
Yeah.
And people were leaving throughout it. So... I don't know, man. There was a good chance to get first through third place.
Oh, man.
I'm not saying I could have. I don't know what I would have done.
Yeah, that's a good conversation of what in the world we would do.
That's a chance. I actually was lining up like a stand-up routine about roofing from ChatGPT, and I was going to practice
ChatGPT?
It.
ChatGPT?
Yeah. I was like cycling through a bunch of jokes and like writing down the best ones. And there's some, but...
Go ahead, give us
I don't think I can. I'm not able to like present it in a way. Because here's the thing. One of the guys from my department tried to do a stand-up comedy, and he's a funny guy, but it just didn't flow right, and so people weren't laughing. And I feel like the thing about comedy is that people go to shows wanting to laugh, but if they're not wanting to laugh, it's hard to get them going.
Yeah.
And so it was just rough. But maybe if you would, I don't know if you preface it like, hey, get ready for some comedy. I don't know. Like, at least prep people like, hey, this is supposed to be funny. I don't know. Because people kind of
Yeah,
like,
you kind of get up there cold and you're like...
They weren't really sure what was happening.
I was talking to this guy and he said his roof was leaking. I said, nice.
I said, cool, dude.
I don't know. That was so stupid.
Where is that? I don't even know where it's at.
I sure hope you didn't delete it.
Oh, priority comedy. Here we go. Okay, these aren't great, but I'll just read some of them. I only wrote down three, actually.
Perform it for us.
Here's an opening. Or here's like a starting the day right. to roofing.
This is your audition, or your talent. Ready? And
okay,
so you're
this
up
is
on
actually
stage.
So... Here, let me really, really fast. Let me see if I can find that ChatGPT thread I had.
Okay. All right, I'll be the guys from before you. Let me fix your roof. I'll do it just fine. Your leak won't be a problem.
I was looking up so many quick talents to do. Okay.
I regret doing that.
I didn't hear it because I was enthralled with my other thing here. But
So... There's people definitely cringing out there.
I'm sorry for that.
And I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I can't wait to listen to this in 5 years and shrink in my shirt.
Okay. Okay.
All right, this is you. Ready? And welcome, Trent Potter.
Oh, wait, I have an opener.
And welcome, Trent Potter, to the
Okay, I'm ready, I think.
And welcome Trent Potter to the stage for this next act. All right, stage is all yours, bud.
Okay, here's the thing, though. This is very like roofer specific, so you might not understand these.
Nah, everyone that's listening, just get in the mood where you just think okay. about roofing. All right.
All right. Hey everybody. Hey. Glad to be here. Remind me about how I was dressed, okay? Like this is for later. Okay. Hey everybody. Welcome to the talent show that I'm hosting. I'm just kidding. Actually, I wouldn't say that. The thing is, like, do you go for cringe on purpose? Probably not.
No, okay, I don't okay, think okay, so. Here you go. I think you try to be funny.
All right, so hey, everybody. Yeah, so I decided to try roofing once. I know, which is weird, because usually I like my hobbies to, you know, to not involve falling off a house.
Oh, my dad did that once.
You know, roofing is just climbing up a ladder with 50 pounds of shingles on your back because... apparently CrossFit wasn't dangerous enough.
Oh, my mom did that once.
Oh, man. All right. You know, I used to be a roofing sales. Yeah, I really did. Which basically means I was a professional storm chaser. But instead of running away, I'd run towards the damage with a clipboard.
My brother did that once.
Oh, man. You know, roofing sales is 80% paperwork. Mm-hmm. You think you're selling roofs, but really you're translating insurance adjuster into English.
my sister did that one.
You know, this line item here, you know, we'll cover half that shingle and a Gatorade.
my grandma did that.
Oh, man. It's like, you know, every other roofer in town is knocking these same doors, and you know how that goes. You know, you're like the third guy that day, and the homeowner's like, man, if any other... dude knocks on my door with a polo on, I'm going to use that money and buy a shotgun.
My grandpa did that one.
Wait, what did you just say over there?
My grandpa did that.
Security.
No, my grandpa has a shotgun.
Okay.
And he shot a roofer.
You know, parking... you know, parking on the street, you know, it's kind of awkward outside a person's house. It's an Olympic event, you know. You spend 5 minutes trying to get close enough to a house and then without looking like a creep. Then you finally get out and then you realize you got three neighborhood kids on bikes and you're like the villain in an action movie.
My uncle actually did that once.
Was he the kids?
Yes.
All right. And then, you know, you sit around your car and then suddenly you're imagining like the homeowner's life. You're like, what if they're having a fight? Or what if a surprise birthday party's happening? Or what if their cat judges me from inside? you know, I think my imagination works harder than I do. Oh, man. Yeah, let's do a closer. You know, at the end of the day, roofing sales is just about convincing people that a giant hole above their bed is actually a problem. Honestly, if you can survive that job, you can sell anything. I'm thinking about moving on to politics next. It's the same pitch, just a little less honest. All right, thank you all. Yep, give me $6,000.
My president did that once.
Yeah, so it would have been bad on the spot like that. It would have been rough. Yeah,
maybe. I think you would have got some laughs, though. What I've learned about big crowds is that it's very easy to make people laugh.
Really?
Yes. I feel like you get into a big crowd and you laugh. And I guess maybe I'm thinking more like church settings and like stuff like that.
Yeah.
But like our groups, like if I was to get in front of like a chapel, it's so you could say anything and make people laugh. Like I could,
that's true.
I don't know. I could unbutton a button on my shirt, and I feel like people would laugh.
And you're like, "Oh,
like, oh, okay, am I allowed to do that here?" And then people would just go, "That's so funny."
Thought I was at my home church.
You can't unbutton a button.
Yeah. I hope that wasn't boring. Was that boring?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, about how I was dressed. Sorry, that thought came back to me. I was like, man, it would be kind of funny to try to do a comedy sketch up there. And then one of my friends was like, well, I mean, you're dressed like a comedian. And I was like, well, I said, what does that mean? I said, so I'm dressed like a clown. And he said, no, just like a comedian. I didn't. And then he said, you know, you're just like wearing, I had like a button up. It was kind of baggy, like a button up and jeans and like sneakers on. He's like, I don't know, you just look like a comedian. You know, wearing like bigger shirts and like jeans and sneakers. I'm like, I guess that's fair.
You know, back in the day, they used to wear suits.
Yeah.
Comedians.
Yeah. How have we fallen?
We've just become too comfortable. That's really funny, though. And didn't something about you look Colombian as well?
Oh, true? Yeah. I was wearing two different button-ups for the 2 days. And they were both vertically striped. And a guy I work with, he's from Colombia, and he said, you know, man, like in Colombia 20 years ago. That was the style. Everyone was wearing those. It's like, I still got a bunch of them. It's like, yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Yeah, 2005 Colombia is what.
That's what I'm going for. Yep. Keeping it Colombian. I drink my Colombia coffee, wear my Colombia socks, you know, my Colombia puffer jackets, and I got my Colombian style. You know?
Oh, I know. Oh, trust me.
All right. Yeah, so that was my conference. I don't think there was anything else. That was about it.
Yeah.
Let me look real quick, though. I'm sorry.
No, don't be.
I'm sorry. Yep, that was it. That was it. All that. So, yeah, and then I came back.
What a time.
I came back, and I made it home 1 a.m. in Saturday morning. Saturday's a whole different story.
It's a whole nother thing.
Should we, though? Let's take a break.
Yeah.
And, oh, my goodness, do you hear what? Do you hear that?
Fan mail. Do you know how it goes, people out there?
The song?
That too. Yeah. Do you know how the song goes? Does anyone sing the song with us? I do that because I'll be like listening to some sort of podcast and they have like a intro or something like that. And I'll like hum along or I'll sing along and I'm like, if someone saw me right now, that'd be weird. And I just heard a wolf out there.
Yeah, we're in wolf country.
All right. We got one from Noah Morota. All right.
All right, Noah.
I'll read after.
Is that the only one? Goodness.
Is it? Oh, we didn't get one from...
That's sad. No, that's sad. It's okay, though. It's fine.
Well, Chad, we're calling you out.
Chad. Where's it at, brother?
Come on. Maybe you put in the wrong thing. Or can they send it? Make sure they put in the right spot.
TuxandTeePodcast@gmail.com.
Yep, that's the TuxandTeePodcast@gmail.
Also, it's in our podcast show notes. So it's just right there.
Which also, I'll never take for granted, like, that we get fan mail basically every week.
It's incredible.
Unreal to me. Because, like, I was listening to a podcast that is, like, way bigger than us. Like, ginormously bigger than us. And they were looking to get, like, some sort of, like, interaction from their fans. They got nothing that week.
Oh, man.
So.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you, Noah, for keeping us afloat, man.
All right, here we go. Noah says, his subject is fan mail. He says, hey, nice job releasing it after a week, bro. And why y'all be laughing about being harassed and gang up on Alex?
Well,
we're laughing because it wasn't real.
It was a dream.
If I was getting actually accosted,
I would have laughed it more. Laughted?
That's a word. P.S. I'm playing, but I'm not happy. Waiting 2 weeks for the podcast.
Yikes.
No, we felt it. Honestly, we've got the...
We got the backlash.
We did.
Whiplash.
Come on.
Tire slash.
Yep.
Eyelash. Think fast.
Anything else?
Road rash.
That's actually the worst. Never had it, though.
100-yard dash. Car crash.
What in the world?
Ice bath.
Nothing.
What?
I saw an email for receipt from the AI song company, and you would just probably use the account with.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
I was like, oh, boy. All right. Well, that was a good time for fan mail.
Yeah. Great time for fan mail.
Let's get some more in here, huh? Who else wants to join Noah in the pool?
Come on.
But let's get into Saturday, huh?
Yeah, let's get into it. Starting 3, 2, 1.
So Saturday was...
Welcome to Saturday.
So I got to pace myself.
Last Saturday.
So Trent just gets back from his trip, and Saturday is a youth rally that we are going to go, and we're going to be help in. And so we're going to leave about 8:30, so came time, got picked up Trent, and started heading that way at 8:30. So, I mean, you had a quick turnaround. How'd you feel that morning?
Actually, not too bad. Started off slow, but it was good.
Good, good, good. Yeah. And it's about hour and a half drive, something like that.
Yeah.
Get there. It's in Ponca City, Oklahoma. If anyone knows where that is, you know, maybe make some connection there.
Go visit.
Go visit. I mean, there's so much to do.
Go to Chili's. Get the triple dipper.
Dip it.
Triple. Three times. Okay.
Yep. So we get there. We get ready. So this youth rally it's called Spiritual Boot Camp. And so it's like military themed. And so we get dressed up in these big old baggy camo pants, a nice t-shirt that says Spiritual Boot Camp on it. And then we put eye black on it.
Yeah.
I went just for some under the eye action.
I went through for the entire face action. No, I'm kidding. It really was like half my face, though.
It wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't that bad. It was just kind of like a streak starting my forehead through my left eye down to my cheek, you know?
By the way, how did that come off? All right, your face paint.
The face was fine. It was the arm, man.
Yeah, me too.
The arm was the bad part.
I just got the last bit of it off today.
We put it on our arm, and it was not easy to take off on the arm.
I guess the arm soaks in a bunch more.
Yeah, face is not as absorbent.
So we're getting ready, and so we get assigned a side. It was the Wolverines versus the Cobras. We are obviously the Wolverines. Obviously, I mean, come on.
I mean, who didn't know that?
And our side is primarily known of kind of like, all right, these people aren't necessarily always the loudest, or they're not necessarily the most involved in game time. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe something changed this year because, I mean, we kind of got it rolling.
We got it going, and it was going.
It was a fun time. We had to do a human pyramid. Every time that the guy running it says Spiritual Boot Camp, once he says those words, you got to do a pyramid. So we pick these guys, and every time this happens, they run up real quick, form a pyramid, and once that pyramid is complete, whichever side gets it first gets some points.
I was throwing people.
And, yeah, the little boy hit we had on top, small seventh grader.
Yeah, so I was on the...
Just tossed him.
On the platform, which was raised about 2 feet, maybe.
More than that.
Oh, is it more than that? So he was on the top, so he'd run up on the platform, and I'd just throw him on the top. But as soon as it was over, I'd grab him and yank him off.
Yeah, you were treating him like a doll. You just throwing him up there.
Well, the funniest thing was I had to be just as ready as them. So, like, I was in the back of the auditorium once, and I like, sensed it coming. I was like, oh, no. So, like, ran to the front right as he started saying it. And so, like, I swung up there. Yeah. It was so fun.
It was good. Sometimes, one time, I think... you were like in the back, and like, so I just like was like, oh, I'll assume position here. And I don't think I threw him. I don't know what I did. I let him do it himself, I think.
No.
There was times where we were all three in the back, and they did it just great. So our guys were great.
They killed it.
They're good at stacking.
They're so good at just being a pyramid.
So we were just getting points for that, getting points for other games that we were doing. And well, it came time for the end. Cobras versus Wolverines. Who got the most points? By the way, the church was so kind to give us even pay us something for the rally. But then added on, he says that we get paid more if our side wins. And so whichever side wins, those three guys get more. And so it's kind of suspenseful, you know. I'm kind of worried here. And he's giving out the points. And the Wolverines, they won it.
We eked it.
I know
out.
Everyone wasn't seeing that coming.
Ooh, where did that come from?
Honestly, I thought that maybe the Cobras, maybe I thought that they were gonna do better.
Yeah, I did too, to be honest.
Their pyramid.
They're bigger. They're stronger. They're faster. They're smarter. But looks we were wise, the underdogs.
Actually, though, looks wise, they were so ahead of us. Their guys were huge.
Their guys were so good looking.
Everyone was huge. We did a tug of war.
A rope pull.
Their guys absolutely destroyed our guys. They got some big girls. Their girls beat us.
Yeah, we did not have strength department except for the hammer holding. We did a sledgehammer hold at the end.
Yeah.
Our guy was intense. I mean, he was intense.
Yeah, he was crazy.
He had a sledgehammer for a brain, I think, bro. He was just like hardcore. I don't know what that even means.
Hardcore parkour.
Hardcore parkour.
And Yeah. So strength wise, we didn't look like it. Size wise, we didn't look like it. But we did it.
We won. And that shows the power of teamwork and Alex as the leader.
We were all leading. Us three. Mm. It was fun. And you know, you learn stuff more and more about doing these youth rallies. Now you can get these youth these people to say anything. Like they can chant anything.
Yeah.
There's a game where they had to unpack a Frozen t-shirt and put it on. And so I just started the chant, said, "Put that shirt on. Put that shirt on." And then so like our side just saying, "Put that shirt on." And it's like, I could start anything.
You could say anything you wanted.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah. That kind of, I don't even know what that is called, but that melody, I guess, is
dun,
so.
Dun, dun, dun. Psh,
psh, psh, psh. You could, I mean, so much, so many possibilities. You talk about potential.
Like, let's go Wolverines. Alex likes some beans.
You can say anything.
My grass is so green. My beef is 82% fat lean.
82%.
I don't even know. I don't know the leanness of beef.
I don't know. I don't know how lean they normally are.
Saturday was a blast.
But if anyone knows, let us know in an email. I want to know some beef information, please.
Yeah, beef up my knowledge. So
we need to beef up our inbox.
We need to, yeah. I'm going to start emailing us. It's like I have been Noah this whole time. Yeah.
You're mad at yourself.
Why was it taking 2 weeks? Trent, specifically. That's funny.
Yeah, but yeah, good time afterwards. You know, there's a overall great rally because I mean they just had so much like candy bars.
Oh man,
just out there. I mean, you can get a candy bar. They had cookies,
sour Skittles.
Yeah, Trent fell in love with the sour Skittles.
I have some right here in a bowl with us at my apartment.
They had snow cones.
Yeah, they snowed a lot with the cones.
They had a bunch of inflatables.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just overall great.
It was really good.
Good time.
Really good. Good food, too. They also had brisket before.
Yeah.
Good, bad, good. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, overall, just 100%. And then we did go to Chili's afterwards, which was
always
a
treat.
I was hungry.
Yeah.
As can be. Had a headache.
You sure did. I'm glad it's gone now,
it's okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Left that in the past. All right. I'm never going to have a headache again. I hated it.
I've been free from headaches for 2 years.
At Chili's, I was so excited to try the Triple Dipper.
Because
I've heard so much, and I've just seen so many commercials. People talk about it. It looks good.
It feels good.
So, finally, it's my time. I'm going to go ahead and try the Triple Dipper. The time's come. Felt right. And so I got myself three trips, and I ate it.
Three sips.
And honestly, I was underwhelmed. I wish I was overwhelmed at that point.
I enjoyed it. I thought it was what I was expecting.
And I wonder if my experience was tainted by my headache.
Oh, so we should go back.
I don't know, but it's also like, it was, it's like $17, so I don't know if I would ever get it again.
Yeah. Yeah, for that price, perhaps not. Maybe the three for me was better.
Three for me is always a thing to do, I think.
Yeah, maybe so. You know, maybe they should add a, because the drink doesn't come with the Triple Dipper, does it?
No.
So they should do the Triple Dipper Sipper.
Oh, come on.
Oh, hello. Then you get three drinks.
Come on. Keep it coming.
Three sauces.
Yep.
And three different food items.
That's good.
And you should add shoes. The Triple Dipper Sipper Slipper.
Come on.
And you should also add a...
What if I want to cut my nails?
Triple Dipper Sipper Slipper Clipper. That's hard to say. That is hard to say. Triple Dipper Clipper Slipper Sipper? I say Clipper first. Anyway, yeah. So.
What if I was getting in trouble and I was getting spanking?
Yipper?
Whipper.
Oh, whipper. Yip. Yip. Hey. Hey. That's funny.
You know that I think I don't really have too much from the rally except for that. Do you have anything?
Nope. That was it.
Last night I went to Buffalo Wild Wings with Jared and his wife.
Uh-huh.
Abby.
Yes.
And
oh, I know them.
Yeah, you do. And they have a thing at Buffalo Wild Wings, which I really like.
It's called triple dipper slipper.
Almost pick six is what it's called.
Oh, yeah. The pick six.
Yeah, isn't that good?
Never had it.
You get two entrees, two sides, and two drinks for $20.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's actually really, really.
I'm going to be done.
It's really good. And so it was fun. But then B-Dubs has a special aspect that I just caught wind of and just got on the train for.
They hide wings under your seat.
Every seat comes with a wing.
All right, what is
it? What flavor did I get? Asian Zing. Yes.
What was your aspect?
It's that they have a trivia game ongoing all the time.
Whoa, what?
Yeah. So you go on your phone, and if you have the app, then you go on the app and they have a trivia game, and then you earn points to trivia, and you can get free stuff with your points.
I want to play.
I mean, maybe you should. We should go.
Wow.
We should pick six in trivia sometime.
So wait, you can only play at the...
Yeah, you can only play there.
I thought it was like you could play whenever.
Oh, no.
Like, I'd be really sitting all day.
You could probably get into the parking lot and play, though, I bet.
That could cover my grocery bill.
What?
Just playing all day. I don't have to work.
Yes, babe. I have 47 fountain drinks. Guess what, though? Free.
And one triple dipper. Don't ask. I don't know how they got Mitchell's.
Gotta sip them first.
Gotta sip, then you dip.
Come on.
Trip. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so it was really fun.
It's a fun idea.
But hard stuff. When I got to music, I was like, oh, man, we're done. We're done.
Like, if you guess wrong, you're out?
No.
Oh.
You just get wrong.
Who cares?
They do one category, 8 questions, and you just boom, 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 boom. And then there's like a little wait period. And then, yeah, it was fun.
Huh.
Good time to, you know, expand
your to guess? Thinking. Was it fill in the blank?
No, it was multiple choice, which is very good.
Good. That's a lot of work to come up with all that. If you go enough, you'll know the answers.
Right? Well, maybe it's new stuff every day.
How would they do that?
It was fun, though, just because they show up leaderboards and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
They do in this specific Buffalo Wild Wings, and then they do national.
That is so cool, actually.
And so I was not on the national leaderboard.
How did you find
this? But I was on
in the restaurant?
The restaurant leaderboard. Number 3, baby. That's me. Hey, how you doing, guys? You might recognize me. Guys, hey, you might recognize me from the Buffalo Wild Wings leaderboard. But
that's actually crazy. Of all time?
No, just of that night.
Just of that time.
Yeah. There was probably about 6 people, so.
Yes. 6 out of 3 or 6 ain't bad, you know. That would have got you $1,500 at the talent show.
Oh, come on. I need that.
So next time you're like, man, I'm in 3rd place. That's $1,500.
Except we're not going to give it to you.
No.
So.
Yeah, from who? No knows.
Oh.
I'm feeling a little rando.
I was thinking because of when I was going, talking about, I was singing when I was, wow. I sang that Amazing Grace thing about roofing.
Yeah.
I was thinking about the rhymes that we often are so used to in hymns and things like that.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a line.
Oh, goodness.
And it'll be pretty easy for you to come up with a,
yeah,
a rhyming line. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you for your grace and thank you for your love.
We love. Oh, okay. Hold on.
Maybe if I sing it?
Sure.
Thank you for your grace and for your love.
Thank you for watching us from heaven above.
That's exactly what I was thinking. You got it. Mm-hmm. What about this? Right here. And one day, I'll be in heaven, and I'll see you face to face.
And I'll thank you for your amazing, spectacular grace. said face. Great.
No, that's what I was thinking. Of course, of course. Through all the pain and all the strife.
That's it?
Yeah.
I know that I can win with you at life.
Sing, sing, yes, I will sing to the
king.
I don't know why I left you in one word.
King.
Maybe you go, king,
king, king, I will king to the
sing.
To the sing, 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 I will sing to the king, 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 I will king to the sing, sing.
This one will be easy.
Oh, okay.
I wake up every morning and I start off my day.
There's so many places I could go.
So many. We can go four. I'll go again after you.
And I pour out my cup of coffee and I spill it, but I say, hey.
And then I am there on my knees and I pray.
And all I can do is I say,
show me the way.
Today.
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 Today. Today. Today.
So I will sing, sing, sing to the king, king, king. Album releases next month. I would really appreciate it if you could just pre-order. Okay, here's a thought. Would you ever consider doing a different intro song?
Ooh.
Like switching it up for season two?
I mean, I'd consider it, I guess.
Okay.
It's kind of our thing.
I know, I know. I was going to pitch it to you off the pod, but I thought I'd pitch it to you on the pod. Here, how about we ask them?
Ooh, okay.
If you want us to switch it up for fun, not the outro, that's obviously a classic, but the intro song, just for fun, for season two. Let us know.
Hey, tell us. Let us know.
And if you want it, I'll call the orchestra back. No big deal.
Yeah, they're not looking at any other gigs.
They've been standing here still every time.
Yeah, great, man. Well, are you ready to get into some spiritual life?
Let's talk deep.
Spiritual life through all the strife. Lord, give me a wife.
With a surgical knife.
She's a surgeon?
She's a surgeon.
That's money. She can provide.
While you play Buffalo Wild Wings.
I'm not a stay-at-home dad. I'm a stay-at-B-dubs dad.
I'm not at home. I'm at work.
I'm a B-dad.
That's funny. Buffalo Wild Dad. Okay. So, spiritual talk.
I'll bring the food home. Babe, we can have burgers again. I just won. I cut the answer right.
Another pick six.
Mariah Carey's the all-time leading seller in an album.
Is that true?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I just said something.
All right. So, yeah. Let's do this, huh?
Yeah. Mine comes, and I might have said this, I don't know, if I did, it was a long time ago, but it's a thought that has been, it's been in my mind for a long time, and it's helped me, just the idea of aligning our hearts with God's heart.
Oh, yeah.
And what he wants for us, and what he desires through us, just to align what we want with his. And that's, I mean, to be said of us one day that, you know, we followed after the Lord's heart and that we followed after what he wanted from us is like so much. I just think of about the kings of Israel. And at the end of it, it kind of shows, like at the end, kind of gives them like a summary of their life. And they're like, and he did right in the sight of the Lord. And he, you know, did not right in the sight of the Lord. You know, and there's stuff like that. And so kind of at the end of your life, like what is going to be said of you? And from God, which is most important. Like, how does the Lord look at your life, and does he see that you lived your life, one that was profitable, because you were aligned with what he wanted, and which always will be the best for us. And so it's kind of like what we want comes secondary to what the Lord wants. And so making that one, I guess, is just what's been on my mind, that you just always, through everything, through every decision, through every desire that comes up, it's just, okay, well, put God first at my decision-making here first. And so seeing what God wants, and that comes through just from knowing him, getting acquainted with him, knowing what he wants. It's kind of getting so close to him where you're like, oh, I know this is what the Lord wants for my life, and so that's what I'm going to do. And it's through his word that he'll point things out, and you just got to do what his word says, because that's, I mean, his written letter to us, almost like an instruction of life, and how he wants us to live. And so whatever the Bible says for us to do, is got to do. I just think of King Josiah, who he got the word of the Lord, noticed what was wrong in his kingdom, and got things right. Like chapter 23, I think it is, of 1 Kings, maybe 2 Kings, is just him going through his kingdom and like destroying the high places where the idols would be worshipped, and he's going through the temple and he's killing these idolatrous priests, and he's doing all this stuff, and it's like for real stuff that he's just doing, crushing idols, it says, into powder. I'm like, oh yeah, that's intense. Just like, it's not done just to break it.
Wow.
And so that's like the action following correction from the Lord, from the Spirit, from the Word. And so I kind of just think of it like that. And then it goes on at the end of chapter 23, and it says that he did right inside the Lord. And I think it says that there was no one else that followed after the Lord like him, something along like that. And that's what gets me thinking about that he just, he made the decision to align his heart with God's. And so it's kind of at a point in my life and everyone's life where you got to look back and you're like, all right, what in my kingdom, so to speak, is the Lord not pleased with? Is the things that I need to get rid of? And so it's going back through and truly getting rid of all it is to put your heart secondary and to align your heart with God's. And so just walking that way. And I mean, that's a continual thing, because I mean, if we just look at Israel, it was, they did it, you know, a couple times you can read throughout, but then it's always kind of like this roller coaster thing. So it takes daily surrender from your heart to align it with God's. Mm-hmm. So
that's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. I already talked to you about this one, but for me this week, big time was just being genuine and authentic. At the conference, obviously this is a secular conference, but they talked a lot about being genuine, like not projecting like a picture of yourself to others that you're not, that's not really who you are. And of course it was, they stated that in a very worldly way, but in reality, we as Christians are supposed to be genuine people and authentic people. And it's what drives being, I don't know what you call it, fake, or just being not mm-hmm. real in front of other people, would be a fear of what other people thinking of you, or thinking that you have to be a certain way to please people. And it's just that mindset is worldly, fleshly mindset, because you're thinking about others when your mind's supposed to be up on God. And so just the thought process of getting your mind aligned, you know, vertically, instead of just thinking about horizontally. And so just refocusing on your relationship with God and who you are in Christ. Then you can be genuine, you can be authentic, you can be real in front of people. Mm-hmm. And people are drawn to authenticity and genuineness. You know, it's attractive to people, and they like mm-hmm. to see that. And authentic people will say, man, I don't know what it is about him, but man, I just love being around him and I want to be their friend. And so it's a great character trait, and it should be one that we have as Christians, but we have to be thinking right vertically and not focused on the horizontally, but it's easy to do that. And so it was a reminder for me, even though it wasn't a biblical truth necessarily that they presented it in, but being able to take that and just think about it, you know, it is something that in my life and as Christians, that we should be genuine, you know, and we shouldn't be thinking and so concerned about living up to the standards of others and pleasing others and just caring what they think. We should care what the Lord thinks of us and obviously our relationship with him. And so Yeah, that's all I got. Just be genuine. Be authentic in your walk with the Lord, and it's going to show through you and show to others. And you'll be authentic in how you present the gospel to others and how you witness. And so, it's just good. And it can be so easy to kind of hide, because we all have things we want to hide. And so, just giving that to the Lord, understanding that we are forgiven people, and that we can move on through His mercy and His forgiveness and His grace. And so, yeah, just focusing on that relationship with the Lord first, and then we can, you know, be authentic to others. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like that human attraction comes from, like, the confidence that one can have, that one, like, feels, I guess, when you're, like, not worried about.
Yeah.
Because I guess, like you said, the fakeness, you know, quote unquote, is just, like, that's out of, what's the opposite of confidence? Out of insecurity.
Yeah.
Just because, I don't know, that's just like, you're like, okay, what if this and this? And you second guess everything, whether it's right or wrong. Like, you're trying to do right, which is a good thing. You try to do right. But you're making every action second guessing just because it's not, you're not flowing through your heart. It's mm-hmm. like you're flowing from your heart through your mind.
Right.
And then out.
Yeah.
And so it comes to a point where you just have your heart right, and you have your heart, and you're just wanting to live through your heart. Because, I mean, that's one thing, is you just live through your heart. And if you have a right heart, and so just live through it, let others see it, and then there's that confidence that people are attracted to, of course.
Yep. Good stuff. Yep. So go be authentic in tucking in your shirt. And if you're the guy whose shirt was tucked in at the beginning of this, I'm glad you're still here, Carl. Yeah. We're glad you're still here. Hope you stick around. I want to see a fan mail from Carl next week.
Carl, come on. If your name's not Carl, just make an email the name Carl.
But be authentic.
Real, change your name to Carl.
Yeah, you got to do it or you're not going to do it.
Chad.
The chances of it happening are really 50-50, though.
I'd say. Oh, but I was going to bring that up.
Oh, yes. Real quick. Yeah.
it was about the trivia, because it was four multiple choices, and Jared would guess who I was with, and he would guess, and he'd say, oh, it's like 25% chance. I said, well, I don't say 50-50. And so I got to introduce him to this new mindset, this new principle of
50-50.
Of everything's 50-50. And I was like, Jared, you're either going to get it right or you're not going to get it right. There's only two options.
What do you have to say about that? He liked it.
He said, now you're onto something. So we have another disciple.
That's funny.
50-50.
50-50 club.
Brotherhood.
You know, we'll roll out.
That's got to be a merch. 50-50 brotherhood. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll workshop it. I love it.
That sounds really fun.
I like that 50-50. A lot.
50-50.
Join the not cult. It's not a cult.
Everything's 50-50. But, and then on the back, it could be like scenarios of everything.
That's what are the chances?
I don't even know how that would
chances
work.
Chances of this. 50-50, 50-50, 50-50.
It's either going to happen or it doesn't. 50-50.
I like that. We're rolling it out in this next month. Get your 50-50 merch. Join our Patreon to see our after shows. Get just a little bit more of us and maybe a little more wilder side of us.
Do that.
And so we're just going to be here, and we're going to just stay here. And we'll see you.
Yeah,
we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we're different.
Yeah, we sure are. And we're going to stay different.
Stay tucked.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Good week to you. Have, please. Bye.
To our podcast, we really appreciate it, and we love it when you subscribe to the Patreon. Keep listening every Monday, that's a fun day when you listen to the Tucked In Tea podcast. Mm-hmm.